Hey, this is Mike Bobbitt. I'm a guy who used to make things, and sometimes I still do. These days, I prefer making podcasts, and I have a new one called Soundtrack to My Life. On this podcast, I talk to different creative people about the music that shaped them. Sometimes the conversations are funny, and sometimes they're just kind of sweet.
I love that Pina Colada song. Yeah, I do.
Rihanna has had a huge impact on my songwriting.
I'm diving into the ocean, finding that one fish that has the toxins, and I'm just drinking those toxins all day.
Maybe they're saying, like, you should now go forth and rock. It's like a peace be with you situation.
I also have a playlist called F Jams. One in. To it, just in case.
We danced to a jazz version of My Favorite Things.
Soundtrack to My Life. It's available exclusive on Spotify. It's a exclusive. I'm going to try to make that word take off. It's a music plus talk show, meaning I can play songs in their entirety. So think of this as an interactive playlist with some of the coolest creative people I know, and you should know too. Soundtrack to My Life, a Spotify exclusive.
Ian's not ready. He doesn't have his headphones on, and he's playing with his phone.
Well, that's Ian's
John's
fault.
A fighter.
Tattletale. No, I'm not.
Ian brought water with him.
I brought water.
You're a lover, but you come across as somebody who used to be a fighter. Like you go to schools and talk at assemblies and shit. What's that? Vodka? Like,
no. Smell it.
Take a rip.
Take
a
smell. What is that? Moonshine?
Take a little rip, a little baby rippy rip.
I didn't see a hot rod.
It ain't front. A fucking.
Ian's bringing his work home with him.
Didn't see a hot rod. Oh, he fucking thought three times about that one.
Did I just sip popper juice? No, that was delicious, whatever that was.
That's gin.
You're not a gin? You don't know gin?
Yeah, I know gin. I was just baffled by
my
the
brother's
whole
a gin
surprise
guy.
Thing.
Yeah, are you gonna
why'd
put,
you shake?
Are you going to pour the lemonade into the...
About to do some gin and juice here.
I love gin. That was delicious.
It is.
That was very good.
I brought it so everyone could try it. It's my first batch of gin.
Let me try
it. Is that really? The batch you dropped the cup in?
Yes.
That never happened.
Am I gonna have to cut that out?
No,
no. He's wrong. He's out of the woods now.
Wrong batch.
Yeah. No. Yeah. They know. Your company knows your. You know your
useless.
Values.
Yeah.
Damn, that's pretty fucking good gin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you ever
good.
Own up about the cup thing?
Yeah, I did in front of everyone.
Oh man. So why couldn't we talk about
fucking
it?
Good gin,
time?
Dude. That's you know pretty
fucking
good.
That
gin.
Is pretty good.
Isn't that good?
That's really good.
Like just straight sip of gin. That was delicious.
Yeah, that's. Not something I'm really into, and that was really good.
Thank you, Ian.
Good work, Ian.
This is going to be a fun podcast.
Ian,
we
like
can sip on this all night. I brought my pink lemonade and everything.
He's mixing in his mouth.
I cannot, because when we're done recording, I got to go back to work.
You're fucking up some codes, G.
Well, I guess it's just man. Nick and I.
It's fucking Nick. Annoying. I just want to get this fucking project over with. It's,
I want you to get this project over
with, occupying
too
much of my fucking life.
Are you... You're the one putting together the Drake beats.
The
Drake AI shit. I figured it out. I just got to get... You're coming back with Kendrick right now, aren't you?
I mean, it's... I don't want to disclose
Are
that.
Are you talking about DJ Clapback over here?
Yeah.
DJ Clapback?
A secret YouTube channel?
Yeah. Just dropping shit that's not real?
Oh, man. We need to... You know, we need to, like, start thinking about, like, those kind of lines and, like... Taking that social media
oh,
before 100%. Somebody else does, you know.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
So like, we get right after this, we need to get onto like YouTube, Twitter, mm-hmm. fucking everything.
No. I'm DJ Clapback. Copyright
and just grab DJ Clapback
and the website and everything.
Yeah,
that's why. Why do you think Tom Cruise is TomCruise.biz?
Good thing I didn't. Because
I got TomCruise.com.
But yeah, I don't know.
Excuse me.
We forgot to cover something last week.
Yeah, we forgot to cover something last week.
Nick's eclipse experience.
Oh yes. We talked.
You guys
about-
saw the path of totality. If you were in it,
you saw the whole path.
You would understand,
dude. You're a survivor.
John- You survived the path of totality.
Yeah. So turns
out, hey, just real quick, I want to offer a sincere apology. Because I thought I was getting it good when I got like 98.6% of the mm-hmm. eclipse.
Yeah.
But when I saw the pictures from the path of totality, I was mm-hmm. like, dude, I might have fucked up.
John was in my head about like halfway there. Still, I was thinking about not knowing.
Because I told you, I go, dude, I'm getting like 98.6 up there.
98.6. I say, shut up. And he goes, no, really.
And I sent you a screenshot.
Dude, it got dark as fuck.
It did.
Yeah. It got weird here.
That's it got like as dark as it did in here right now.
It turns out it literally is the difference between night and day.
It's like the difference between 98.6 and 100%.
Yeah. It's whether or not you're in the shadow.
Yeah. It's fucking, you know what I mean? Math.
Yeah, no, here it was like right before the sun goes completely down.
Yeah.
Okay. And where you were at was the flowers were closing.
Yeah.
Yeah, the flowers closed.
No, they did not.
No. Every firstborn son died. That was strange. I thought that was strange.
Volcanoes started erupting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I was in Ohio. Who knew there were volcanoes in Ohio?
Yeah. I didn't. We weren't going to make it to Toledo.
Uh-huh.
There was only one.
You were going to make it. You had to stop in Monroe.
It was called Luna Pier.
Yeah.
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 And it was the only place in Michigan that was in the path of totality.
That's all that mattered.
That's all that mattered to me.
POT.
We got there, dude. I forgot the glasses at home.
You know,
Ariana's just being like, just worried about the glasses. I'm like, oh, we're going to see it. I ain't coming here and not looking at it. And
Jesus.
I was like, there will be people that are selling glasses.
And they're sharing.
100%. They're what?
I was sharing my glasses with people.
Yeah. After us, you know.
I'm not.
I got an eye infection.
Here's the thing. And at Luna Pier, you only get 19 seconds of totality.
Totality.
Yeah. Only 19 seconds. Whereas in like the deepest part, you got like 3 minutes.
Yeah. My mom got like 4 minutes in Tiffin, Indiana.
Really?
It was her birthday, dude. It was her 72nd birthday. So her 73rd birthday. She was like, I think it's a sign. And I was like, for your 73rd birthday, you think it's a sign?
Yeah.
I was like, if it was maybe your 80th or something like that, maybe.
Yeah. If there was a zero or a five,
I think it's a sign. She meant it too. Really? That's so
probably
funny.
Yeah.
That's such a mom thing to say.
Yeah, she's like, I'm heading down here with four of my gals. I was like, oh, God, I can't even imagine being on that fucking, in that car.
She had like a 10-minute drive.
It was like the view.
It ended up being like 3 hours.
It was their view day.
Yeah, it was their view
day. I underestimated the traffic, so we were supposed to go to Toledo and ended up going to Luna Pier, pull up in the parking lot, buy some glasses. I paid 20 for the parking lot, 20 for the glasses.
What? They saw you coming.
Yeah, no, see, like.
Oh, no, they were excited to see us, and the whole fucking city was ready for it. It was like their.
See, like right now, Nick is like 70% adult right now.
Yeah.
You know, he covered everything, but like if you want to be a true adult, you have to shoot for an hour before you're supposed to be somewhere.
Yeah.
I know.
Like
when you called
me and said, no, I'm not even Detroit yet or something like that, I was like, oh, Dad, you're going
to
miss the
If you need to be somewhere at 1, you need to be trying to get there by noon.
Yeah,
you just got to assume traffic.
Like, when I talk to you, you're like, I don't know.
70% is a little bit low.
You know, like Ian, like we went to Cleveland yesterday. He was ready to go, dressed,
to
roll when I got
something
there.
Important. I'm there.
No, he wasn't. He was like, I heard my phone on Do Not Disturb and slept through my alarms. He shows up at his door and he's scrambling around looking for his fucking business.
With chili everywhere.
Oh, is that what there was a chili incident?
Dude, the chili. God damn it. Fucking.
It was the. Okay, let me give you my experience getting there.
God, that's good gin.
I'm turning the corner onto his block, and he starts calling me like I'm like mid turn. He starts calling me. He's like, hey, you almost here? I'm like, I'm right in front of your house, actually.
Because you're an adult.
Yeah.
You leave early.
Yeah. He's like, fuck.
Fuck.
He's like, all right, well, just come in. So I'm like, all right. So I turn my car around. I park. I'm walking up to the house. He walks up. He's like in pajamas, smoking. Eyes still fucking cloudy.
Snot all over his face.
He's like, man, I got fucked up last night. And I came home and I started making chili. And then I fucking dropped the pot and spilled it all over.
Who makes chili at night?
That's what I said.
Who makes chili? Chili's a fucking day prep.
Yeah, chili's a day prep.
I'm like, so you came home at fucking 2 o'clock in the morning and you're like, let me make some chili.
It's called breakfast prepping.
I gotta dice some fucking tomatoes. Yeah. I gotta get my beans out.
It's prepping for breakfast.
It was gonna be a breakfast chili?
No, it was chili.
He's going to
chili
drunken.
Four before bed.
It was drunken chili.
And you dropped the pot.
It was Thai.
I didn't drop the pot. I dropped the bowl.
Drunken chili. He was making Thai chili.
You don't make chili drunk. You gotta care about it.
Yeah, you're lucky to put cinnamon in it or something.
I did put cinnamon.
Did you?
I was wasted. I'm like, I'm gonna do it. Like, okay, spice it up. And Yeah, no. And then, like, right when I finish.
I'm just picturing you drunk now.
Yeah. And then right.
Stomping around his 400 square foot.
Yeah. In the chicken coop, dude. Fucking. And
he's swimming in it.
I, like, I put in a bowl all nicely. I'm like, yeah, fucking chili. And I, like, taste it. I'm like, oh, it's perfect. Put a little bay
There's
in
no
it.
Way it was perfect if you made it in like this.
It was at that moment.
Marinated.
It was awesome.
Oh,
tomorrow.
And then all of a sudden, I like go take a piss or something. I just hear shebang boom, get crashed.
The cat.
No, I would have a cat. Fucking, where I put the bowl, it wasn't on the best balancing spot. And it fucking hit the ground, broke the bowl. Chili fucking on the walls, like on tables.
It was a massacre.
Yeah, and then
it
like.
It was a 420 day massacre.
And then like, what? And I'm like, okay, I'm beaten. And there was like some on the table and I just swiped it with my hand and was like, nom, nom, nom.
And then slept in the chili all night and marinated yourself.
So then now I'm wasted, starving, and I have to clean up all this chili.
Oh, I'm sorry. Sorry this happened to you.
It's life.
I'm just like, I don't know. If I came home drunk at 2 o'clock in the morning, I'd be like, maybe ramen.
Maybe potato chips.
You know, ramen,
yeah,
maybe.
Ramen, maybe.
A sandwich.
I'm not comfortable boiling. I don't want to turn the gas on.
Drunk in the morning or being up super early when something like that happens, it's the worst for me.
Yeah.
I don't, like the other day, I have a shower handle that comes off and it's got the hose, you know? And I open up my little glass thing and I turn it on and it fell off and it kept going down there and spraying me with the cold water, and I put it back on, and it fell, and I was like, I think I screamed, God fucking damn it! Like, I want to die!
See, I'm such a piece of shit in life. Then I'm like, of course, that's how my chili is.
Yeah, I go like that too. Like, oh, core, of course.
Yeah, yeah.
To me.
And then the
of course, right now, of all times, now.
All times. 3:30 in the morning, I need chili, and I got no Joe fucking chili.
Thanks again, God.
I'm here all day, nothing. And then all of a sudden, because I want to do something.
All of a sudden, we got a chili incident.
Now because I want to do something.
As soon as I touch the chili, it spills everywhere.
Yeah.
Oh, oops.
Oh, and the kitchen just smelled like chili.
Oh, yeah, dude.
And there's like... I miss spots of like the chili falling on.
Dude, there were like huge swaths of chili in the kitchen when I got there the next day.
Really? Yeah, and I was just like, I don't give a fuck. Let's like, go to Cleveland.
He had like a gym bag or some shit on his table, and the gym bag just had like globs of chili.
Yo, did you like brown meat and everything?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was chili, dude. It like, was like
came fucking, home, started browning meat.
He made chili, John.
Onions, diced onions.
Yeah,
all
yeah. I like prepped a lot of it so I could just go home and fucking boom.
Before you were drunk, you started making chili. Then
yeah,
you finished
like,
it.
Yeah, like
that's smart.
The only
that's
thing, the only
like
thing,
a simmer
I
while you were drinking.
Well,
yeah. Why wouldn't you just have this simmer before you go out? Come home to a hot fucking bowl of chili.
Because that's not how I was thinking. and like because it was a double day for me, so like I literally went to worked at the distillery, left the distillery. I think I had like an hour or so to like get everything prepped,
prep chili,
go to the
other job,
do that. And then at the end of the night at the other job, everyone's like shots and beers, and I'm like, all right.
Oh, and by the way, he was supposed to get up early before we left to go to work.
Oh, yeah. Were you really?
Yeah, so then I went to work last night at 11.
Did you really?
Yeah, yeah. I went to the show, fucking saw the bands. I didn't drink or anything. And then I got in my car, drove all the way to work, took care of what I needed to do.
That
went,
was it.
Went home. Rolled up a king size as thick as my thumb and fucking got weird.
Yeah. So, I mean,
licked some chili off the wall.
I mean, no. I dropped him off and came home and started working.
Yeah.
Like right away.
But
I'm in a working ass bitch this weekend.
The bands were great last night. I was trying to get him to come with me.
He was trying to, he wanted us to stay and watch the fucking Guardians game after
bang,
the
bang,
Cavs
dude.
Game.
So fucking Cavs and the Guardians are right there.
Yeah.
And so, like, we get out, and I was like, wouldn't it be funny if fucking they're playing a game? Looked on the internet. God damn it. We had 2 hours until the Guardians game started.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah.
And I'm like, hey,
Let's do the fucking Guardians. So you're like, I got work.
I was like, I've been fucking sitting for long enough today.
Yeah. Like, I've got my sports fill, and I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah, I just don't care enough about baseball. Know? I'll tell you what, though.
A baseball game moves by
like,
quick
now. Like, if it was a Browns game, I would have probably been a lot more into it.
Oh, if it was football?
Yeah, baseball.
If it was football.
If it was, right, if baseball was first, then basketball. Yeah, you don't end the day with baseball. You start the day with baseball.
Yeah. I could, all right, I can go with that. But we did miss that dope ass catch from the pitcher.
Whatever, man.
You should have showed up in all Indian garb.
But I was,
just go to the game wearing Redskins shit.
Yeah. Yeah. Or just, no, like the Indians and be like, huh? Like you just got out of a coma.
You just got out of prison. I love this outfit.
Yeah. Hi, hi.
I bring my Indian drum. Bum, bum, bum.
Just wearing a Manny Ramirez jersey.
Do they still have that?
Albert Bell.
What, do they still have that guy, that motherfucker? That...
Probably not. I doubt it.
Because Guardians don't drum.
No, Guardian.
Just Indians.
God, man. Like, every
what a horrible name.
Every team that has, like, come into existence after, like, 2020, like, after, like, 2004 has just sucked.
The names?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, what
Kraken
the fuck,
is pretty
dude?
Cool for hockey, I think. Mm.
Mm. It's fine.
It seems weird, to us.
It's fine.
I think there's a little bias because we like the teams.
They got a dope look.
I think the concept of a Kraken is cool, but like the word Kraken
doesn't sound
right. Kraken.
Yeah. No, it just doesn't.
Yeah, the Las Vegas Kraken, really in the desert?
Exactly.
It should be the fucking Cactus.
Well, now it's the fucking Utah Coyotes instead of the Phoenix Coyotes.
I like that. There's some dumb ones. What about the Wild, the Minnesota Wild?
Yeah.
Fucking the Las Vegas Raiders.
Well, fucking,
what is that?
What?
The Las Vegas Raiders. Oh, yeah. They're not Oakland anymore.
I'm fucking shake you,
bro. Well, wait. So, all right. So you have the Guardians in Cleveland.
Yeah.
And then you have the Commanders in Washington.
Well, and that thing I was telling you about the Commanders, now they're getting sued.
Oh, yeah. You were saying they were getting sued.
For getting by an Indian.
Commanders.
Native American group. I'm sorry if I offended anybody.
The Commanders.
Washington.
Yeah, the Redskins.
The Washington
football
team.
Honestly, dude, you know
so
what I...
So now the Commanders are getting sued for getting rid of the name the Redskins and the logo of the Indian who, like, was a...
From the other end of this of the argument.
Yes.
Like, saying we liked that?
Yes.
Where were you when this all happened?
But now they're suing them for it.
That sounds
you know what I
like
thought?
They've been co-opted by the right wing.
You know what
Some
I thought?
Trumper Native Americans
that you know set himself on fire.
That's a small number, dude.
You know what I thought? You know what I thought was actually kind of cool?
Huh?
The Washington Football Club.
It was excellent.
It was team.
That's why I liked
it. No, it was club.
Club.
No,
it was
club.
Just like it was the New York Football Giants.
Yeah.
Washington Football Club was great.
Yeah. Well, they should have just left it that.
This is the thing. They're going after DC Football Club, but guess who already has it all on lock?
Marvel Football.
No. Detroit City Football Club.
Oh, really?
Whoa.
Yes.
Oh, are you serious?
They had all that shit
that
on
rocks.
Lock, dude.
Oh, that rocks.
And fucking that's why DC didn't really go with that.
Hell yeah.
I read a whole thing when that was all going down about how...
Because they're
going
to be the DCFC.
Yes.
Yeah.
What other teams are you saying? What was the year that you said after a certain year?
After it's like after like 2004, any team that's come out like after that or like changed their team name after that has just been fucking dog shit.
The Warriors?
They didn't change their name.
Yeah, that was new.
That was new, I remember.
They changed the look.
What is it? The fucking... Not Lightning. The Thunder? Oklahoma City Thunder, isn't that?
Was that after 2004?
That's an ugly one, too. Thunder?
Yeah, that one's not
How about
great.
Lightning?
Well, no. It's
oh, you're a sound?
Better than the tornadoes.
You're a storm like the avalanche?
Dude, avalanche is great.
They could have been the Oklahoma Prospectors.
Mm. Oh, that would have been...
Well, you already have 49ers, dude.
Huh? Well, oil prospector.
You have the 49ers.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I guess.
What name do you think is slept on? Like, what hasn't been used yet?
I think the Golden Knights is fucking awesome.
Yeah,
Golden Knights is pretty good.
No,
yeah, that's cool.
I'm saying like your own from your own head.
What?
I mean, I don't know. It depends on, like, the fucking place that we're naming.
Right? Yeah.
Because, like, it should be something that, like, is relevant to the fucking area. You know what I mean?
So if we,
which is why, like, the Jazz and the Lakers are weird. Like, they should switch.
Yeah, because it used to be the New Orleans Jazz, right?
Was it New Orleans?
Yeah, it was the New Orleans Jazz, and it was also the Minneapolis Lakers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It, like,
see, that's stupid. You got to change it.
Yeah.
It's like a dog. It's like,
well, I was hoping they would change the Raiders' name. When they went to Vegas.
No, they're never going to change the Raiders. You can't change the Raiders, man.
They treat it like a dog. Once you move it, it's the same name. Mm-hmm. But yeah,
that's why my dog's still named Chance. Some fucking kid named Chance when I was, when we were his fourth fucking family.
They need to bring a basketball team back to Seattle because that was like the best uniform, best name.
Yeah. Supersonics. That's awesome. What fucking, who came up with that?
There's nothing better than that.
No,
like that's like the best.
Well, yeah, Sean Kemp.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
What's it called?
Elkhart, Indiana's own.
The Nebulas. Nebulas.
Love.
Ooh, Nebulas would be cool.
You know, I've never heard any other use of this name, but my high school, we were the Hamtramck High School Cosmos.
No shit.
Cosmos?
Yeah. Yeah.
Was your mascot Marvin the Martian?
We didn't have a mascot. The logo was just like a world with like some kind of like fucking
harmony.
Kind of like
sounds Illuminati to me. Some kind of what?
Some kind of like tail behind it or something. Like,
can we look at it? I want to see this. Is it still the same, you think?
Is Hamtramck still the Cosmos? Sure.
Oh yeah, I'm pretty. I'm
it's
like
the biggest
whoa.
Fucking thing in.
Yeah, there's no
we
astrology.
Encompass. We are Hamtramck. We encompass all.
Yeah.
We are space. We are all of space.
They changed the
asteroids?
There's still
how is that not an asteroid?
There's still the Cosmos, but it looks like they changed the logo. So this is what the logo was when I was in when I was there.
Let me see.
Whoa.
When the team we played growing up was
a
team called Coloma. Jesus, that is a lot.
Yeah, like
that's the worst logo ever.
Coloma was the Comets.
The fuck you,
bitch. The Coloma Comets.
Oh, okay.
This is what it is. It looks like this is what it is now.
Let me see.
Oh, it's way better.
No, it's not.
That's way better.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it's got a Harvard vibe. Like if Harvard was
yours
the Cosmos.
Has like an 80s yearbook.
Exactly. That's why mine's fucking better.
Rockford, Michigan, their team is they're the Rocks.
No, they're not. They're the Rams.
Oh. Somebody's the Rocks.
All right, I'm trying to think like what fucking team?
Flat Rock.
No, I promise somebody is the Rocks and John Glenn is the Rockets.
Team?
Let's go.
Rockets.
Let's go through. Let's go through like the.
How
NBA.
About Charlotte Hornets?
Charlotte Hornets are great, but that was before 2004. Bobcats. That was fucking stupid.
Yeah.
Why?
Florida Panthers. Pretty fucking sweet.
That's cool.
What about the Columbus hockey team?
Weren't they? Aren't they like the Knights or
the
some
blue
shit?
Blue something.
The Blue Twinks.
Blue. Yeah. Columbus.
Blue Jackets.
Yeah.
And it's based after the Flying Angels or whatever.
Yeah, I don't know.
Red Sox, White Sox, Blue Jackets. Stupid. It is at the end of the day. There's tradition, but it's dumb. We're the Red Sox. Okay.
Well, dude,
we're
you got to remember
Tigers.
There's when that team came out, there's
the
only like six teams, and we're the team with the fucking Red Sox on.
I'm just saying.
We got Red
Sox.
Those
ones are grandfathered
socks.
In. They're not stupid.
Those guys had White Sox. Chicago.
I mean, the Red Wings the Red Wings should never change anything.
No.
Like,
never.
And it makes hardly any sense, too.
Yeah. So. That logo is incredible.
Historically it does.
Anybody
Red Wings were the fucking rims they had on cars, dude. They were the fucking Red Wings.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Everyone, like, in that, like, first seven or whatever, the traditional seven, is it seven, right?
Mm.
What, for baseball?
No, for hockey.
Oh, the original six.
Original
they were
six.
Rims?
Like, yeah. No one's really changed up their shit.
No, the Maple Leafs, the Bruins, the Penguins.
Canadians changed that.
The Canadiens.
Yeah.
The fucking Red Wings and the Bruins.
Yeah.
Yeah. You already said Bruins.
Oh. So it was
and that's a bear,
Rangers.
Right? That's a type
Rangers.
Of bear.
Rangers.
Yeah, Rangers.
A Bruin is a
even
bear.
The Islanders. Yeah. Islanders is a good one.
I always hated the Islanders.
I always hated the Islanders, but it's a great name. They're on Long Island. They're like the Islanders.
The Flyers, yeah, that's good.
The Philadelphia good. Flyers.
As much
why
as
is
I
that good?
Fucking hate Philly.
It just sounds good.
Yeah,
it does sound. No, I'm good. Saying, but what does that mean? What is it?
I don't know.
They fly on the ice.
It's like
it doesn't matter to you as long as it sounds good.
Well, look at their baseball team, the Phillies. Those people are idiots. They're just putting fucking words in front of something.
Let me put it this way. It it has to
Eagles.
It has to sound good.
Yeah.
If it like is relevant, that's like bonus. Yeah.
You know what shouldn't work but does is the Sacramento Kings.
Mm. Why shouldn't
I don't know. It just sounds like it shouldn't work. The Sacramento Kings doesn't seem like it. I guess it's the couple of C's.
How'd the Tigers get the Tigers?
I don't know.
This place used to be crawling with tigers. Like in the late 1800s, this place was like tiger fucking. They used to call it the tiger den because there's so many goddamn tigers roaming around Detroit.
Lions and tigers.
Lions and tigers. This is big cat country.
Yeah.
And that's then, the Florida, the Michigan Panthers. Yes. They all got online.
Well, if they named a team after a rim now, what would it be called?
It'd be called the 22s. No, they'd be called the Hunter Spoke Daytons.
I was
I'm a Hunter Spoke.
I've been watching this YouTube channel lately.
The 22s would be good.
It's like this kid that talks about like fucking wild animals.
Mm-hmm.
And he was talking about cats in this video that I was watching today and how they're like the most broken animal. Broken meaning that like when you like in
like
the
Call of Duty term,
like in like in terms of video games, when you say broken, that means that like that there's like a cheat code or some shit and like you cannot beat this person. So he was calling
an animal that always lands on its fucking feet.
So he's like talking about cats and he's like, cats are the most broken like wild animal, and he's like just showing videos, and he showed a video of a fucking leopard carrying a rhino into a tree.
A rhino. Either way,
there's your gorilla. Versus.
Yeah, I guess that's your gorilla fucking take right there.
Yeah,
that might be it.
Here we
Big cats, baby.
Yeah,
here we go.
Nope. That's Damn. True. It's fucking all true.
All four of us could take one leopard.
Yo.
Yes.
I don't know about that.
Are we weaponized? One of us is going to take a fall.
Bro, have you
one
seen
of us
those?
Ain't going to make it.
Have you seen those videos of the Indian village with the leopard in it? Everyone's just like, ah!
Have you seen Apocalypto, dude?
Yeah. Do you see an Indian in this room?
Yeah.
What? Yeah, no.
We're Americans. God. We can take a leopard.
Plus, also, I'm not going to lie, I'm pushing one of you.
That's what I'm saying. The bottom line is one of us is going to get dealt with. Yeah, the other three are going to save the
day. I'm using you three like an onside kick. You're breaking the wedge.
Dying away.
And then I'm going to come in with a shank that I've built.
Yeah. No offense, but you're the appetizer, Jim.
You are.
But I'm nimble. Yeah, you're right. I'm the bait. And I'm getting fat.
You're just a pawn in our game with this consistency.
And the thing is, will still murder all four of us.
We are all dying.
Do we have weapons? Sharp weapons?
What? No.
No. There's no way we can beat them.
Yeah. No
John's,
weapons.
It's
no
gonna
chance.
End up. Let's be honest. It's gonna end up John, one arm, and the leopard, and we're all dead. You know what I mean?
He's gonna take one more sip
of that gin, and then light a cigarette.
I think you get my bare hands on a leopard's neck.
And
well, yeah, good luck getting your hands
that's
there.
That's exactly right. I'm getting just eviscerated, dude. I'm getting
that thing is fucking clawing the fuck out of you.
Its back feet are digging into my fucking... Yeah.
All right, let's put it this way. Yeah, all four of us
raptor.
On cocaine.
Yeah, dude.
Dude, leopards have, like, literally the strongest bite on the planet.
Yeah.
If great we white, finish this bottle
than a
of
white.
Gin...
Land animal. No, I'm for real.
Hippo?
It's like hippo. Hippo? It's like hippo, and then, like, leopards are up there. Mm-hmm. It's like one of the strongest.
You said it with such confidence. All of a sudden, it's just up there.
Well, because I was watching these videos and the kid
hippo's,
like said
hippo's
it.
Number one.
I like when you were like, "It's a broken animal." You know how hard it was for me to not go no cap.
For some reason, the video that you're watching in my head was a gay guy. He's like, "This is the tiger. It's so fierce.
It's
so
good." It's like broken.
No, it's a young black kid, and he's very funny.
Is he smart with animals? In there?
Yes, he's like
He's
does
like
he talk into his thing like that?
Yeah,
yeah.
Like
I know,
little,
kid,
you know what I'm talking about? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That annoyed me at first, but he does. Have
Everybody does that shit,
things.
Though. You just got to get used to it.
I know that they don't care.
Yeah.
And here I am thinking about my screenplay I'm going to write one day.
Yeah, it doesn't fucking matter, man.
Yeah, I know. It doesn't matter until you see it.
But yeah.
Want to know what it's about?
Not really.
All right.
No, I don't want to know either. I kind of want to know, but I don't. Because Ian doesn't, and I think it's cool. Because Ian's cooler than me.
Yeah, he doesn't care about anything, does he? Except
he's
the trees.
Nihilist, dude.
Not much.
He's a nihilist.
I am a nihilist. I'm a true nihilist.
Did you get any pictures of the Path of Totality?
I got some pictures of you jerking off in front of a tree.
Hell yeah, dude. Look at that back, dude. Look at how the head shines.
That was fun.
Right. What, taking down branches?
Hell yeah, dude. That's Ian's wheelhouse.
I started getting aggressive on it, dude. I took down some branches.
Hell yeah, dude. You brought on
with
the vine.
Help of these two beautiful men.
Thank you.
Thanks, bro.
Yeah, thank you. I could have done my fucking broken wrist started fucking locking up on me, dude.
He looks at me. He didn't even say a word. He just put his arm up, just looking at me, and I was just like, the wrist. So I knew it was the wrist. I started fucking shaking. You went to work, dude. You can't keep this fucking guy off long, though, dude. I was doing it, wasn't doing it right. Ian just snatched it back out of my hands. Fucking got the fucking job done.
I like doing
Kid's
work.
Kid's a machine, dude.
I like doing work. I enjoy it.
He's a fucking useful engine, dude.
I am. I'm a dumb engine.
Yeah.
You want to come over after?
What are you doing?
Digging holes.
I'll just come over.
Got to show your woman what a man is.
Wearing a basketball jersey.
Fucking
actually, on second thought, I don't know if I wanted to see it.
Yeah, you should have.
Yeah.
It's a lot of man.
It's a whole lot of man. A
whole lot of Billups.
We don't watch any Brad Pitt movies in my house. That type of guy.
Every time that's what I was going to get of my knuckle tats.
What?
Brad Pitt.
Oh. I wish I could. I wish
only
I had
two four-letter words I could think of.
If I had five fingers or six fingers, you know, I would get work harder.
but I don't weird
spider hand.
Joe Hannibal Lecter had a fully functional six finger on each hand.
Is that right?
Yeah, dude.
What?
So Hannibal Lecter in the book, in the Thomas Harris books, had a fully functional sixth finger on each hand.
Really?
Not a thumb, pinky.
That's gross.
Yeah, really?
That's gross. What I, he could.
They decided.
Oh, dude, that's why I think you put him in leopard country.
Yes.
What would be more impressive is if he had a functional twin in his neck.
Oh yeah, dude. I bet you'd be a good twin. He'd be like, no, Hannibal, don't.
I always loved that. Did you ever see that X-Files where the guy had like his weird like brother connected to him and did all the murders and then would jump back in.
Yeah, there was like a Tales from the Crypt with that too.
Tale, really?
Oh, bro.
Until next time.
So the other day I got wicked high and I'm like, I want to watch something nostalgic.
Nice.
Turn down fucking
Shoe Diaries.
No, Are You Afraid of the Dark?
Oh, nice, dude.
Yeah, a little snick action.
Dude, I got to
would
the,
you find Aria?
No. I have to watch a lot more scarier things than that, but I watched some really scary. I can't watch them at home because I feel we've talked about this
alone
before
and scared.
No,
like a little bit
because I feel like I'm welcoming entities. In my home.
I get it.
So I can't watch
them at home because I feel really stupid.
Yeah, and so I watch them at work. So if I do welcome entities, they're at work.
They stay at work.
Yeah, they stay at work.
Among the other spirits.
Yeah.
I thought there was something different about this.
No. Fucking Hat Man is just standing there while he's fucking distilling. Fucking
just there all night. Just fucking Jesus Christ, this place sucks.
Yeah. And then he just like tries.
You come in the daylight. He's like, oh, now you come in.
Yeah.
Well, I'm supposed to spook you out during the day.
Oh, yeah. when I'm getting ready to leave, that's when you come in? When I'm getting ready to go. Okay,
he's just hiding in the shadows behind the barrels. It can barely get you.
Just brushing your shoulder occasionally.
Yeah.
Like, stop it, Ant-Man.
Yeah.
Stop it.
I'm watching about this confetti-filled clown now. That
along with the other spirits. Yeah,
there's like a 12-foot man in a black trench coat in the corner.
I think I've set up such a hardened defense mechanism to those scary movies that I immediately I'm just really quick to being like, it's fucking impossible. No fucking way.
There's certain shit that's always scary. Like just walking, if you see their perspective, you see the side of their body and you see somebody's in that room and they don't see it.
Well, like
if you see something and they don't see it, that's scary.
There's this one I was just watching where it's a security guy walking around.
Oh, like, so it's personal. Okay.
The place. And then you just see him on camera being like.
And he's really personable and sexy.
And so like, no, and then the person like on the radio like videoing the camera, they're like, hey, Tom, who are you talking to?
I saw that too.
Yeah, he's like, oh, so-and-so.
Yeah.
She's looking for her husband, and, you know, I'm just trying to get her back to go to her bedroom, and this and that. And they're like, yeah, you're not talking to anybody. And then you see him be like, and, like, put his hand through the body, and he's just like, gone.
Yeah.
Like, fucking running, dude.
I wish I wasn't such a skeptic. Because I see something like that, and I'm like, this could, if I was a security guard, I would film this.
Yeah. See, I lived in a haunted house. Like,
no, you didn't.
I did.
All right, no. I'm going to
listen.
Okay,
first off, real quick.
No.
No, you didn't.
No. Did. Let's listen.
No, you listen.
I'm going to really try.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because
he
didn't. But let's.
I did.
Let's humor him.
I lived in a haunted house.
What's this do? What's this gin do?
It makes
you think you're living in a haunted house.
Makes you a better
driver.
No. So I lived in this old house, very old house. Fucking and
where at?
Montana. And then
okay, it's starting to get a little bit of credence.
I'm getting spooked already.
And so you downstairs, there's two bedrooms and a fucking bathroom on the other side of the hall. Then first floor entrance, then kind of like a little book area to the stairs. And so all of a sudden you'd hear like a book. You'd always hear a book fall. And then like
rats.
Yeah.
Like scurrying.
Yeah.
And but like feet scurrying.
Like rat feet.
And
like
so, little kid feet. But then we figured out one night, after this has been happening for a while, like the book. Oh, also the bathroom door. We always had to put a rock in front of it, or the door would always close on you.
Hinge.
Constantly.
I think one of Ian's roommates was just jacking off.
No.
And was just trying to like run away before somebody caught
him. He had a really sexy picture in that book.
Yeah. So one
day. That book is where he hid his nudes.
Yeah.
It was like one of those books when you open it up and it's like.
It was the 90s.
Like
they're Polaroids.
It's got like a hole.
It was a pop up nudie.
Yeah.
So we, so one day, like one of my roommates got sick of it. And he like threw a ball down there when the book fell.
Oh, don't tell me the ball.
If you tell me the ball came up.
If you tell me the ball came back, we can't finish the conversation.
No, so then the ball.
It was a ball machine down there.
No. It was just a tennis ball. But the tennis ball would get knocked around. And you'd like just watch it. And bing, bang, boom, like it's getting.
From the top of the stairs, you would watch a tennis ball be moved.
On the bottom of the stairs, on the floor in the book area. Whenever you'd hear a book drop, you'd throw the tennis ball down there, and fucking 15, 20 minutes later, you'd hear, like, the running, and then fucking ball.
Did he have a dog?
No.
No dog.
I think you guys just had, like, a wild hog breaking into your house every night.
No. Like, literally, and then, like, you know, like, the water would fucking turn on and shit like that.
Don't like that.
And, like, one day... I was like sitting on the couch, fucking playing bongo, and
a bongo with your hands.
Yeah. Yep. Just
you fucking
high as fuck playing a bongo, and heard the book, threw the ball, fucking next thing you know, like the ball stopped, and I was like, if you can hear me, we're just good people, you know, like, just telling it, like, hey, don't worry about us.
Don't worry about us, we're glad you're here.
Yeah, like, hey, you know.
I don't care what color you are.
We figured out the book to ball thing. Everything's been going real good since that. Like,
we're glad you're enjoying the ball.
Yeah. And I was like,
keep it if you want.
I was like, give me a sign if everything's good. All of a sudden, the fucking picture on the wall just falls right in my lap.
Nope.
And I was just like, sweet. And then you just hear the ball go.
No, dude.
Are you serious?
Yeah. It was.
You wouldn't lie about this.
You guys had you guys had a ghost cat. That's what.
So you guys believe in ghosts? You believe in ghosts?
After that one, I was like,
okay, there's something.
Because like when I was a kid too, like we lived in like a 300-year-old house or something like that, and like
there's no 300-year-old house.
Whatever, I don't fucking know. It was old.
Oh, so you lived in a castle?
I did, a wooden castle.
Yeah, he's a Russian Jewish old castle.
Yeah. We shipped it here.
Brick by brick.
It was a modular castle.
Yeah.
It was built by the Chief Pontiac.
Yeah. We lived in a wicked old house when I was a kid. And, like, shit like that would happen, but you'd always kind of write it off and stuff. In that house, no, there was something in there.
Yeah.
Like,
my dad swears the house that I grew up in was haunted. He said I'd see a lady walk by, she'd have her fucking little nightgown thing on.
Always.
That's very common.
White? Yeah. White nightgown?
Yeah, I don't know what color it was. Black and white, I think. Yeah. She was in black and white.
She was black.
She was really old film footage of black and white.
Yeah, that's
didn't
like
have color back then.
That's like a common thing that people say that they see.
Yeah,
it's like an old woman
floating
in like a fancy kind of dress.
Yeah, they're always floating too.
And my dad was like, oh, I've seen her all the time. And I was like, why wouldn't you ever bring this up? He goes, because you don't tell your fucking 12-year-old son the house is haunted.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay.
How was your game, son?
That bitch never fucking spooked with me. And Drew was like, I never saw that shit. I was like, I never saw shit either. We're always up late in that fucking house. Always. I was always looking for shit, too. I was like, this is an old-ass house.
I think the ghost was just trying to fuck your dad, maybe.
Maybe. My dad was a fucking catch.
Or the
he started making money about then, too.
Skipped you.
Started making a little bit of money about that time.
I mean, ghosts don't care about money. It was all about that. It was all about that swag.
It's all about them souls.
It's about street cred.
It was all about that swag.
It don't matter, dude. It's all about money.
No, not with Ghost.
A bitch is a bitch, dude.
Not with Ghost. She saw your dad and she was like, damn.
Yeah, maybe. Oh, he is a snack. He is a little snack. I'm going to tell you that.
But she only showed her profile.
Apparently my mother saw her, too. I got to ask if my mom saw her. I don't know. I don't remember if my mom saw her or not. Because that adds more credence to my dad being a snack.
Can we call her up?
Huh?
Can we call her up?
Yeah, but I don't. We don't have a patch into the phone. I don't want to do that.
Okay. Oh, I got a Ouija board. We can just do that.
Dude, we could probably do it that way.
Did you live in this apartment?
Well, no, we'll just talk to John's mom through the Ouija board.
Right? Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, she's usually pretty Ouija'd out about now. What, 7:30, 8 o'clock? She's usually on the Ouija right now.
My grandma.
Crystals just circling around her in the air. Lit candles. Mm-hmm.
It's like a, what's it called? Like in a baby's crib?
Yeah.
It's a mobile.
Yeah, the mobile.
I asked my dad to go to but I said something like, the scary bitch come to the house with you now, too? And he was just like, no, she stayed at the old one, I think. She haven't seen her here. And I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah, they usually stay in
But the crows follow them.
That was your dad's excuse for getting caught cheating.
Yeah.
The whole time. He's like, oh, yeah, I keep seeing this girl, too. That's crazy.
Yeah.
She's floating.
She keeps running out
white
the house.
White girl?
Yeah, white girl floating out of the house late at night. Yeah, that's her.
Dressed really nice.
Mm-hmm. Cleaned up good.
Your mom
catches him, like, fucking her. And he's like, oh, my God, a ghost.
I'm possessed.
I'm possessed.
He's like, oh, my God, a ghost. She's trying to attach herself to me.
The ghost is about to fight you, demon.
Yeah.
The ghost comes back 2 weeks
later. But I never fucked no ghost.
Well, he was fucking a real woman.
Daddy afraid of no ghost.
You got a ghost brother that you don't know about.
Hit her with baby powder on the way out.
He antiqued that bitch.
He sees John's mom pull up. He's like, oh shit, what are we gonna do?
Baby powder.
He's like, oh, I got an idea. He starts just putting her baby powder.
Flashes that bitch with flour.
Yeah.
Bow, get out the house, bitch. Her eyes are all doughy.
Be gone, demon. Be gone.
She's tripping over the steps. She's tripping over the steps. Dull all in her eyes and ears. She's coughing.
Oh my God.
Your mom's like, what happened? He's like, a ghost. I just drove
all this ghost dust.
I just drove a demon from the home. Yeah.
I am rock hard right now.
Amazing.
Oh, dude.
I just drove this demon
from whence she came.
There's only one way to do it.
From whence she came all over the place.
Yeah. Speak your name.
Whore.
Tell me your name.
Her name's Candace.
Yeah. Your mother sucks cocks in hell.
You seen her?
That spooked me. That's a moment.
Exorcist?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because, like, why would a little girl
say I think that? You have to watch that at, like, a young age.
Me too.
Because I watched it later, and it didn't really, like, hit me.
Yeah,
which one?
She turns her head around and goes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Which one?
Exorcist.
Oh, yeah, I can't. I still have to watch The Exorcist with the lights on.
It's a great movie.
Well, how young were you when you watched it originally?
Like,
too young.
It's brilliant.
Yeah. See, like, I watched it like I was, I think, maybe in my 20s. That was the first time I saw it.
My dad used to, CGI sucks. My dad used to wake me up and be like, you want to watch some weird movies? And I'm like, yes. Yes, I do. And he's like, let's do this. And like, we would watch like Night of the Living Dead and all those horror films.
Yeah, my dad did the opposite. He wouldn't even tell us our house was haunted.
Mm-hmm. That's weird. I'm going to ask my parents about
that. Your dad just comes home at like 3 a.m. with ice cream.
Yeah.
Everything's okay. Everything's good.
Everything's good. Everything's good. You guys okay? You cool? Come on. Yeah, it's Rocky Road, dog. Fucking scary ass house. He had a book, like he ordered a book every night, the same book every night. And then one day it was just missing off of his nightstand.
Oh, I remember this story.
Yeah. And he, for months it's gone. And my dad's like bitching at my mom. Where'd you fucking put the book? I don't touch your fucking side of the bed. My dad sleeps like a fucking military man. He's got about 8 square inches. He sleeps
with
his
eyes open.
Yeah. He's got about 18
like
square inches.
His one eye open, one eye closed.
Yeah. He's got about 18 inches. He sleeps on the bed and the rest of the bed's my ma's. And he gets this little tiny bit. He has one little cover he puts over him. He sleeps on pillows he's had for fucking 65 years.
Your dad's just like in REM sleep the moment he hits the pillow. But then his alarm goes off. He's just like right up.
Yeah. Coffee's already in his hands. Like, what the fuck?
He doesn't move. He's just like in this little like just position and then like alarm goes up off. Yeah. He's out of REM sleep.
As soon as the alarm hits, he's usually does 98th push-up.
Yeah.
And he pops up like Dracula or Michael Myers.
Yeah.
But
is it 89.7 that he's listening to? Or yeah, yeah.
He goes
AC/DC every morning.
I looked up and down every bookshelf. I looked on top of the nightstand. I looked under the nightstand. Everywhere. I looked everywhere for this book. And it's a big, thick fucking book. And he was like, and it's nowhere to be fucking found. And one day he's walking upstairs to go to his room, and he looks into his room from the floor level, and he sees the book underneath the nightstand. And he's like, he's literally like, his first words is that bitch. Like his first thought was, this ghost was fucking with me. Stop fucking with me. Bitch. The ghost bitch is fucking with me.
Yeah,
I was like, Candy.
What's the book?
It's a self. My dad's like a Zig Ziglar.
How to fuck a ghost by Zig Ziglar.
How to get away with fucking ghosts.
He likes Zig Ziglar.
Yeah, he liked all that motivational shit.
Yeah, my dad did too, man. My dad was a motivational speaker.
Was he really?
Yeah, for a little bit.
Really?
Just to I don't know who to.
We needed some write-offs.
I think I could be great at that.
Yeah, like scared really? Straight.
No, like, I could pump it all up.
You think so?
Yes.
What about on a bad day?
There's no way you could motivate
me. Oh, you just turn it off, dude.
Turn off the bad?
Yeah, I used to be a waiter. Every day was bad.
That's not a good comparison, though. Waiter and motivational speaker.
Still gain my money.
still getting that money up, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You motivated me to cut a tree.
Still getting those bands.
I understand.
You'd come to it.
Okay.
And I'd be like, cut that tree. And you're like, ah.
Sounds like the camps you grew up in, trees. Dude. It sounds like I don't want to be in
Sounds like
this.
Jail school, dude.
Yeah,
yeah maybe.
I think that's the jail school in you, dude. You got a little cult vibe going about you.
Yeah, yeah. I did have to cut a lot of wood at the first place.
Hurt people.
I wonder
if
I went to jail school because I cut a lot of wood too. Maybe I was in jail school and didn't know it. It was my dad's jail school.
You're jail homeschooled.
I was jail homeschooled.
I wish. That would be great.
How does that work?
he turned out better than me.
Yeah. Yeah, look at me.
Married with kids.
Married with children.
John's parents didn't believe in the propaganda jail school was spitting.
Yeah. My dad was like, I can fix this. I remember they'd never threaten me with religious school. They'd always be like, what, so you can go get fucking good drugs? You know, we're not taking them to the fucking Catholic school. You're going to fucking military school. I will straighten the fuck up right
dude,
now.
Dude, that was such a thing when we were kids.
Oh, big time.
Because, like, what? Fucking sitcom dude, military school.
Yeah, dude, I had Culver Military Academy fucking brochures on my fucking
dude, I remember
all over the town.
I remember watching shows back then where, like, there was, like, always one kid that was, like, a fuck-up. And there was they always had that one episode about sending him to military school.
Dude. Yeah.
And that used to terrify me as a kid. I was like, I hope my parents never send me to military school.
I was that kid, guys. Yeah.
But yours was jail school.
Yes.
My grandpa would always say, we're going to send you to reform school. I'd be like, well, good luck finding one because that don't exist. Or if they called it something different, you ain't finding it in the yellow pages.
Because I burned them.
Yeah.
In your closet.
That's so funny. Back then, you could just like, get rid of the yellow pages and like you just cut the head off of like your
parents of any like, problem
Well, now you can't do that now.
I never even thought of that.
They used to print.
Now you gotta learn the code and fucking hack into a mainframe.
They used to print report cards with graphite.
Yeah,
they didn't even use ink. You could just fucking bitch, that's a B. There you go. Check that out, Dad.
Really?
Hell yeah, dude.
Remember, they gave us 7 unexcused absences before they failed you.
Mm-hmm.
I fucking pushed it every fucking...
like 6?
Yeah, I would hit 6 every time.
Did you skip school?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Only child shit, dude. I can never get away with skipping school. My sisters or my brother would rat me out.
Really?
Oh, hell yeah, dude.
I got skip caught, school all the time.
I got caught skipping school hitchhiking away.
He's like, he's got his thumb up. The principal pulls up.
Fucking one of my teachers. He's like, get in the car. Fucking.
Was that a jail school or real school?
That was at a boarding school I got sent to in Vermont. I like was like, I'm over this. And like we're a few miles away from Burlington, Vermont. And so I was like, I'm going to go find something to do in Burlington. So I just like put my shoes on and fucking started walking. And you know, it's Vermont back in the early 90s. So
I don't know what Vermont's like now.
I've never
been to Vermont. So
New England doesn't really change except for the fucking heroin and fucking
fentanyl
epidemic that's happening there for many years.
The only
now.
Part of New England I've been to is New York.
All right. But yeah, so I heard a car.
And Pennsylvania. Sorry, I've been to Pennsylvania.
All right. Car passed me, pulled over. I'm like, fuck.
You did spend some time in Connecticut. You did have a little time.
Well, we didn't want to talk about Connecticut.
And, yeah, like.
Maine and New Hampshire. You spent a little time in Maine and New Hampshire, too.
Have you seen Cool Hand Luke?
Yeah. John, what did I say about not wanting to edit shit out? Can we please?
My man's got felony warrants in New Hampshire.
I ripped a tag off a mattress.
But yeah, it was my teacher, and he was like, "What are you running away?" And I was like, "No, I'm just going to go into town for the night." He's like, "Get in the car." Made a call, said, "Hey, Ian's with me. I'm going to return him later." And we talked about how I wasn't having a good time and whatever. And he took me to a bar, and we saw Fish play. The band Fish? Yeah, like when they're a nobody band.
No, a bunch of trout. They're just fucking around.
They just had like a tank of beta fish. Just
middle of the day?
Killing each other. Yeah.
Middle of the day.
Like a couple hours later, we went and got food and like,
oh wow,
there's like Church Street.
You saw Fish in New England in the 90s?
Yeah, like at the bar that they started at.
No shit.
Yeah.
Wow.
And
with his teacher.
Yeah, and he just took me there, and because like I think everywhere in all my shit, it's like just give this kid music.
Yeah, he'll
just shut the fuck up.
Yeah, he'll be fine.
He's like a cobra. just
but you stop that goddamn.
Goddamn music. This kid's gonna bite you.
He's fucking venom. Yeah. He's fucking venom.
Venomous, dude.
Sharp and fast.
He's gonna come out that basket. Do you stop playing that flute?
Yeah. Old cobra, you, dude.
Yeah.
But they cobra, cobra, rat August Givens.
Yeah, dude.
Oh my god.
And cool. So the cool thing is
like a cobra.
Then I would find like shows that I wanted to go to, and I'd go to the teacher and be like, "Hey, write me off, and you know this and that."
Can we go see the Dead in fucking Boston?
Well, no.
Hey, like, can we go see fucking Goat Zombie? Yeah.
He took me. I heard Wilco's in Connecticut this weekend.
Down there this weekend.
He took me to go see like Fugazi and stuff, dude.
No shit. Yeah, oh, the gin's gone.
You saw Fugazi? That's cool.
Yeah, but I was so fucked up. I don't really remember it.
Yeah.
What?
Fugazi.
But I do remember buying Ian McKay a fucking orange juice, thinking I was the slyest motherfucker ever.
Because you put GHB in it?
No, because he's straight edge. And then I walked up to him and go, "Your name's Ian and my name's Ian," and like ruined it.
Yeah. He was like, "Really?
Yeah,
cool."
You know what? Somebody needs to make a YouTube video for like young kids of like shit to never say to somebody. Yeah.
I
think everybody, every single person on this planet has had that moment.
Yeah.
Oh, I was telling you about that moment with the kid and the vape. When I was working security. So the other night I'm working security and like it's all age show. Kid comes in, you know, he's probably 18, maybe a little bit younger. He's got a fucking weed vape on him. And now you have to walk through a metal detector. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, "Put your shit in the basket and walk through." And he's like, "Put some in the basket." And then he like whispers over his friend. I'm like, "The fuck are you doing? Walk through the fucking thing." And he's like,
"The scariest guy in Hamtramck." So this 18-year-old kid.
"Come here. Come to me.
Walk towards me now."
And then he like whispers again to his friend in his ear. And his friend's like, "Well, is he going to get like in trouble if there's like weed paraphernalia?" I was like, "What, you got weed on you?" And he's like, "Yeah." I'm like, "Oh, you're the fucking devil. Like, fucking sinner right here.
Put it in the fucking basket like I do at the Lions game."
Yeah. Yeah. I'm like, "Guy."
Like I do at the airport.
Yeah. I'm like, "Guy, put the fucking thing in the basket and walk through the goddamn thing." And he's just like, "Hey, yes, sir." Walk through it. I'm like, "There you go. Grab your shit.
Get the fuck out.
Yeah,
you're under arrest.
Yeah, grab your shit. You're under arrest. Yes.
Grab your shit and get in the back of this van."
Yeah.
I should have pulled that joke. Or I should have taken all of their weed. We talked about that later. Like, "Hey, should we like circle them and be like, give me it?"
Yeah.
But like, no.
No, it's too easy to get now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like, is he going to get in trouble if he has, like, weed paraphernalia? Is his mom here?
Yeah.
If his mom's here, there's definitely a chance he gets into some deep shit. But considering I'm not his fucking mother, I don't give a fuck what he's got. As long as there's no gun or knife in his pocket.
Yeah, and you're not, like, throwing, like,
since I'm
a tea bag full of fentanyl around.
Like, yeah, since I'm not his mom, he could have fucking crocodile. I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
Have him limp his ass on in here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What is cracked. Crocodile?
That's like some Russian shit.
Russian hair, which it rots like, arms off and shit.
Yeah, it rots your skin away.
Wow, interesting.
To the necrosis. Bone. Necrosis.
Look
dog.
Up crocodile vice.
Crocodile.
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 Say it Russian, though. You just like spell it Russian.
Crocodile.
They're just like, you know how to spell it.
They're
already.
Pretty much with like a K. Taking like Ajax soap and window cleaner
and heroin. A little tiny poison. Touch of heroin in it.
I think it's mostly just like household fucking chemicals.
Yeah, really? I think it is too. That's why it like eats your skin.
Yeah, I think it's mostly just like household chemicals that they fucking like mix together.
Yeah, there's a whole vice thing on it.
Yeah.
Crocodile. I don't know. I'd try it.
But I mean, I don't know how.
I'll try anything.
It feels like they make a bigger deal out of it than it actually is. Like, I'm sure it's a fucking thing that people do, but like, is it really?
They
that
probably
prevalent?
Found a community that got weird with crocodile.
Yeah, there's probably like 12 fucking cases of it happening, but because it's so gruesome, people are like, this is sweeping Russia.
Like, yeah, I think if you see a guy with his arm rotted off, that's a story.
Yeah, no, really.
We're gonna write a story about that. And he's got three buddies with their arms rotten off. Let's write a story about these fucking clowns.
Well, it's just like Vice did another thing about like. The heroin gypsies who go to the opium fucking plantations and like steal the milk and cook it. And the guy at the end like took a sample and he's like, it's just low proof fucking like morphine.
Yeah.
And they just like make their own.
I don't know, dude. I bet you that fucking milk straight off the fucking poppy plant is delish. I'd be milking them poppies, dog.
But yeah,
dude,
if I was in like ancient China, I'd probably be like an opium dens all the time.
As much as you do a bathhouse, you'd be in the opium dens. Like fucking crazy. You love a club.
It seems steamy.
You
in
love
there
a club
from the pictures.
A dark wooden club.
Yeah.
Like bunk racks everywhere.
Yeah.
I would be right there.
Yeah.
I would.
There's no doubt in my mind. I'd have been an addict. I mean,
yeah for like, sure. I would for sure
shift me off this mortal coil, you fucking animals.
Bro, I love opium. Mm. That stuff's so good.
So good.
I've never done opium.
God, that real that. Nice warm rush you get over like.
So like what is opium like heroin?
It's like hand hash.
No, heroin is condensed. It's like broken down opium. And
so opium would be like.
It's synthesized. Heroin synthesized from opium.
Yeah.
Opium is just like, it's like.
So opium is from
opium's
the
like hash. Like if you're cleaning off poppy plants.
Yeah.
Kind of, yeah. But you could basically like rub your hands together and make opium.
Yeah.
And we used to get, you'd get like fucking balls of it. We get, it was so fucking
so good.
Dude, it tastes like dryer sheets.
Yeah. Every stop. God. So yeah, it's like bathroom potpourri, dude.
Dude, it's so good.
I mean, have you ever seen like hash like in sheets?
Yes.
Like this kid that I went to U of M with, he was from Pakistan. He was saying he could get it really fucking cheap in Pakistan, and
that's all they smoke.
And he brought a bunch of it back with him.
Jesus,
and
dangerous.
Like his dad, I guess, was like some like head of transportation back in Pakistan.
That'll do.
Oh yeah,
and so he could like get it through. Like they wouldn't like check his shit, and he was selling it on campus. And he gave me a sheet. He was like, "Here, you want one?"
You're like, "Yes."
I'm like,
"You're like, I love fruit roll-ups."
I'm like, "Sure." So I took it, and like, I couldn't sell that shit. Nobody was buying that shit. I just took it back to him.
I can't move this. I don't even have a scale.
Well, but here's the thing, though. He did all of this. He fucking did all of this literally 1 week before 9/11 happened.
Oh damn, dude.
Yeah, it was like September, like fucking.
You know, 4th. You got like Taliban hash.
Yeah,
you're dealing 100%, with Taliban.
100%. Yeah,
dang, you funded terrorism.
you did.
Dang,
I didn't buy it. I didn't sell it. I didn't. I did not. I did not sell one fucking thing.
You sure as hell tried.
I did try, but I did not sell one fucking thing.
See, you should have found a guy like me.
I remember getting guilted like after 9/11, smoking weed, and be like, you know, a lot of that stuff's brought in from Afghanistan. And I was like, what word? And I was like, man, fuck that shit. This shit comes from Mexico. What are you talking about?
Who gives a shit? Everything like that's all CIA shit, anyways.
Yeah.
Here we go.
It is.
Here we go.
Wow.
I liked how the U.S. government was protecting their hair, their poppy fields. That was my favorite.
Yeah.
You had armed soldiers standing around their poppy. Oh, we have to protect their poppy fields. Yeah.
Oh, can we talk about something that yesterday I've come to realize I fucking really hate?
Oh, God.
The one heckler in the sports game that's just nonstop. I hate those people.
Yeah, the shut worst. The fuck up. That one guy behind us was fucking annoying, man.
Bro. And then I, like, when we got up and stood up, I just shot that dude a look, and it got a lot quieter for the rest of that. Shot
the best was
what did it look like?
What?
Give me the look.
There were, like, two of them. And there were like two of them. There were like two of them. One guy didn't start until like later in the game once he got drunk, but the other guy was the whole fucking game.
Whole game.
And it was it was like so ridiculous. Like Cleveland left George Niang in the game in the fourth quarter. And this guy is like losing his mind. Why is Niang still in the game? It's like, look at the fucking scoreboard, bro. You're winning by 20.
Yeah.
Like, you want your starters back in right now in the fourth quarter, and you're up by 20?
In the game one?
Yeah. Like, what the fuck are you talking about? Shut the fuck up.
And he's like, oh, he's bringing the heat. Best hands in the business. And then he just loses the ball.
Yeah. He was talking about, what's his face? Fucking point guard in for the Cavs. God damn, what the fuck is his name? Guy. Whatever. I can't remember his name right now. But anyways, he's talking about how he's got the best handles in the game. And like, as soon as he says that, he just gets like fucking ripped at half court.
Ripped.
By fucking like Jalen Suggs.
Yeah. And then Suggs went on like a little tear.
Yeah.
Because I think that asshole just kept on being like, you ain't nothing, Suggs.
Yeah. Yeah.
Suggs sucks. Fuck you, Suggs. And then Suggs is just like.
And then this, like, and then this other, and then this other asshole gets drunk and then he starts fucking heckling. And like. They fucking left Banchero open for a three-pointer, and he made it. And he's like, oh, maybe you want to put somebody on that guy. I'm like,
oh, God.
And I'm just like, yeah, dude. JB Bickerstaff's fucking game plan was to just let fucking Paulo Banchero shoot wide open threes.
Yeah, I remember you and I being like, what?
Like, I'm sure that was what they practiced all week, was leaving Paulo Banchero wide open.
On Thanksgiving, I watched Ian shut down like three rows of Bills fans by just being like, this woman stood up and turned around, and he just looks at her like, the fuck is the matter with you? And she was like,
what?
We went and did bloodies on the Bills game for Thanksgiving.
I don't remember that one.
Well, there's a lady. She's up. She stands up. She's high-fiving everyone around. She gets to Ian, and she just goes, we're just sitting there looking at her because the Bills did something good. And it's all Bills fans surrounding us.
Yeah, yeah.
And me and Ian are just sitting there staring at her, and she looks at Ian. Doesn't even make it to me. Just gets to Ian and just goes, turns around, starts giving high fives to everybody else.
I think Ian, like, if you get season tickets again, you need to go to the game. You need to go to every game painted.
No,
he doesn't have the time for that.
No, I don't.
Yeah, no.
He has to be up at like 6 in the morning.
Yeah.
No, I do remember that me and the two Hispanic guys, where like I told him I was going to cut his head off.
Yeah. I remember that. My brother got into it with a couple of guys this year during one of the games. The guy turned around and was like, "The fuck are you going to do?" And I go, and I just stood up and I was like, nobody's gonna do fucking shit, just get out of the fucking way. And then the guy kind of like that, and then his other buddy was down like shit face, standing in front where we couldn't see. And I get down to him, he's the biggest one of the bunch. I get down to him, hey buddy, can you be back like two steps? He's like, oh yeah, maybe, my bad. I was like, he comes back, all of his boys step back too, and I was like, good, fucking problem solved. My brother's sitting here ready to fight this fucking guy. Alice is with us, you know, and I'm like, okay, my daughter's here with us, so yeah my brother's gonna get into a big ass fucking fight with my daughter here. The last thing I fucking want to deal with. And so I went down and talked to him. My daughter's like, what'd you say to him? And I was like, I just asked him politely if he'd step back two steps so we could see the game. And he was like, no problem, baby. Yeah. And he was like, oh, okay, cool. That's cool. And Drew was like, fuck that motherfucker.
Could you, baby?
Oh, God.
I didn't get aggressive on really anybody.
You never got really aggressive.
That Green said, Bay, I'll cut your head off.
That Green Bay guy, middle of the game, goes down to the bottom row and starts egging us all on in Green Bay gear. And like, finally, I was like, hey, yo, like, go sit the fuck down.
Yeah.
And like,
we were always shit faced during those games.
And like, a couple of people were like, yeah, go sit down. What are you fucking doing? And his friend even was like, and then we won it like last minute. Mm-hmm. And I just started climbing up those chairs, being like, I'm going to cut your fucking head off.
Like, shit down your fucking neck.
Like, John, Mike Tyson, I'm going to eat your children.
John like grabbed my belt and was like, no. And I'm like, Oh,
fuck you till you love me.
Yeah. I was like, yeah, okay. I'm just wasted.
Yeah.
Got emotional there.
And usually it was nice for Ian because Ian usually slept through part of the third quarter.
Yep.
He'd just be fucking nodded out with his Vizzy.
Yep. My Vizzy and my peanuts everywhere.
That's a Vizzy. Big ass malt beverage. Yeah. Like your white claws.
Big old seltzer. Fucking, I wouldn't drink beers at the game because they're too heavy. So I drink two, like,
24-ounce fucking fizzies.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Because I was saving money.
$29 each?
No. Like, no, fucking $7, $8.
Yeah, and the beers were 10 or whatever they
are. Yeah. So it was, like, cheaper, and you got more alcohol.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And he'd be sitting there fucking.
Sometimes it gets boring in the third, dude.
Third's tough sometimes. Yeah. It's tough to navigate the third.
It is.
They ever get him on the jumbo?
No, we don't get. No. They don't show the
steerage. We're too poor, dude.
Yeah, we're the poor folk up in the corner.
Gotcha.
Yeah, we never got up on the jumbo. They don't even put cameras in our area. like every once in a while they'll flash for people like right behind the goalposts that are holding their fucking numbers. We're way the fuck up from those guys.
Fair enough.
Yeah. Hey, if someone had a cute enough baby in a Lions outfit
near
no one ever had babies.
Bring a baby
here, though. No one ever had. Yeah, we should score a baby.
Oh, and fake drop it over the thing.
Do the Michael Jackson like hang it?
Well,
over.
No, they do like the whole like Lion King hold the baby up in the air. Yeah. So now I'm gonna go get a doll.
We're gonna put you in a diaper and put you on my shoulders.
Yeah. But get a doll, it up as a lion,
pretend like it's a baby,
and hold it up over like
neck. You know what would be, funny is if you get like a doll and act like it's an actual baby,
yeah,
and they like put the camera on you and like you go, you lift your hand up to, but like as you're lifting, you like flip the baby,
lion. And it's a lion.
Yeah. No, it's a real baby.
Oh, okay. I thought like a baby dressed as a lion.
I could get Andy's baby.
Andy would let us score his baby for a couple hours.
Yeah, he would.
Yeah, dude.
You could convince them that it was a fake baby if it was in like a little Halloween lion outfit.
Yeah, yeah.
There usually is a baby in a lion outfit.
That's how they start it.
Yeah.
And
you
like,
two are bouncing it back and forth.
Like, and then right over the baby, I'm acting like I'm punching it.
Right over the edge. Yeah. Just drop that baby right over the edge and have the whole stadium just go.
Oh, wow.
Path to totality.
All right, we're at an hour.
John, that, we got to do that Pickles. fucking, yeah.
We can do that.
That's a. I wonder if they'd kick you out for that.
Yeah, they kick you out for that.
Yeah, you think?
Yeah, you drop a fake baby. He's like, panic a whole crowd
during the whole fucking Lion King raise your baby.
I don't think they'd let you sneak a fake baby in there.
Oh,
like,
bro,
there's clearly a bomb in that baby.
No, you put it through the fucking X-ray or whatever, and you're like, I don't have children, and I'm really
this is my comfort animal.
This is I want to be on the big screen during the Lion King moment. Yeah,
hell yeah, dude. Okay, we'll talk about it. We can talk more about it. I also don't want to carry a fucking prop with me all day.
Yeah. Well, there's enough of those people.
All right. What shows you got, boys? I don't have anything lined up.
I'll be at Walter Studios in Phoenix, Arizona on the 24th, and then the Independent Comedy Club on the 27th. Going there for
a I'm trying to find...
What are you doing in Phoenix?
It's a shutter training. Shutters training. 3 days of that.
Blinds?
And then, yeah.
Some blind work?
Yeah. And I'm,
dude, do you get to like get with the blind guys?
Oh, I don't want to talk to any of them.
Why?
I don't.
Dude, these are your people.
Yeah.
No, they're not. I'm a comedian. I refuse to be the most successful blind. Why
not be everything great?
Because it takes too much of my energy.
You fucking God.
It does.
Why don't you be a comedian then?
Me?
Yeah.
I'm not a good comedian, except I did write a good joke for Alex.
You wrote the
quote. You didn't write a good joke for Alex. You gave Alex a good idea.
I wrote Alex the perfect joke.
We can talk about it off the air. Yeah. I don't know the actual times, but I'm going to be at Middle Ground Comedy Festival next weekend.
Where's that?
Indianapolis.
All right.
I'll be there Thursday. I'll be there Thursday through Sunday. So.
Well, you could be back Sunday night, though.
Huh?
You'll be back Sunday night, though, for the podcast.
Actually, I won't be. I forgot about that.
Show me how to do all this.
Oh, yeah, shit. We're talking about doing a double episode today.
Yeah, or you guys just coming back Monday or something.
Yeah, we'll do it Monday.
Tomorrow?
Yeah.
No, I'm not coming back tomorrow.
The next Monday.
Yeah.
Yeah, we need a week of things to happen.
We could do that. We could do next Monday, and then we'll have to do the Monday after again because
you'll be in Portland.
I'll be in Portland. Yeah,
yeah.
That's fine. We'll figure it
actually
out.
Wait, no, I think I might be back by then. We'll see. We'll figure it out. I might be back
I
by next Sunday. Yeah,
Pickles. I'm pretty pliable.
All right
Pickles. Good talk.
God bless. Pickles.